We come in 1949, still in County Carlow, but entering Bunclody Union and the Diocese of Ferns to Kildavin, with its lovely cut stone church and apse facing the village street and adjacent to the Slaney. And so we pray for all who worship there, and as we enter Bunclody Union, we remember especially the next institution of an incumbent in the diocese, and Trevor Sargent, who will be moving there in February, and all who will work with him in those parishes. 1949, being a transport lover, I have to mention this. On July the 10th, the last of the old trams ran in Dublin out to Dalkey. The last journey of the last tram led apparently to the ransacking of the tram towards the end of its route, as people wanted souvenirs to take home, and all sorts of bits and pieces were taken from the tram. In fact, it made transport authorities nervous of running last trams or last trains in the future, when the famous Harcourt Street line from Harcourt Street out to Bray was closed a decade or so later. The last train never happened. There was a subtle substitution of buses during the afternoon so that nobody could go on the last train or ransack its contents. The Dublin tram network had been very sophisticated, but now it was felt in the late 40s buses were the way to go, so much more flexible and comfortable. And as I've mentioned, in due course, the Harcourt Street railway line would go the way of the trams. And another great tram that was lost was the Hill of Howth tram, run by the Great Northern Railway, which took people up to the summit of Howth and was apparently a great romantic delight on summer evenings. And then the trams, which had been consigned to oblivion, all came back in the form of the Lewis. It's almost a parable, a phoenix-like resurrection, a reminder that predicting the future is a very inexact science, that babies are easily thrown out with bathwater, and that one generation's cutting-edge technology is another generation's albatross round the neck. They just couldn't have envisaged how traffic would gridlock buses in 1949. When I travel on the Lewis, where once near Dundrum I walked to school along the still surviving ballast of a recently abandoned railway line, when I travel on the Lewis on precisely that same stretch, which had been supposedly abandoned to the rails forever, I marvel, and as I say, I regard it as a parable of phoenix-like resurrection.